Big gold letters over the whole front of the building where they're having inauguration of vice president. In God we trust. Big letters.
That's it.
So they're advertising for us already.
Who is the vice president?
Gerald Ford.
Belonging to the Ford family?
Not the people that make the cars, no. Different Ford.
One speech in front of that assembled Congress and Senate, the main government of the United States. Mm-hmm. What were the main points we would stress?
Yeah. The main point is that in God we trust. On this slogan. So, the same point that what do you mean by God? And what do you mean by trust? That you do not know. So you have to explain what is God and what is trust thoroughly from our books. Our point of propaganda should be that it is very good that you write this slogan, in God we trust. But nobody has got clear conception of God. Neither they do not know what is the meaning of trust. Under the circumstances, so you have to learn it scientifically. And our propaganda is like that. To teach actually what is God and what is trust. You, I'm an important man of the state, you come forward, try to understand and open schools, colleges, make it perfectly known what is God and make America strong. As the Communist Party, they are preaching godlessness. Now America should preach, no. In God we trust. Now there should be a fight, not on the political point of view, but actually it includes everything. A class of man, godless, and a class of man who knows God. There should be fight. Then there will be peace in the world. The class of men who do not believe in God, they should be punished because they are creating all the troubles. A man who trusts in God, he is the ideal man. He will never create any trouble. Therefore, this science should be learned very scientifically, and we are prepared. And you also must be able to teach them. Then it will be successful. Leave little alone. Anyone who does not know what is God and does not know how to trust in God, he is animal. So how we can expect a human civilization composed of some animals? That you have to learn from us. If you are serious if you simply make it a slogan, but he remains same as a man who does not know what is God, then what is the meaning of this slogan? That will not help you. Just like sometimes they put this signboard, good man and company. Businessman. The signboard is good man, but he's cheating simply from business point of view. That kind of signboard will not help you. If you actually believe in God, then try to understand what is God. Otherwise, how you can believe? If you do not know the person in whom you have to trust, how you can trust him? Is it clear or not? I say trust in him, but if I do not know that man, how I can trust? You must explain that this man is in this way trustworthy. Otherwise, what is the meaning of my trust? This science should be understood. What is God and what is trust? That you discuss thoroughly, threadbare. Otherwise, how will you be able to preach? Ask all questions, I will answer. But you must be thoroughly convinced that there is need of God and everyone must trust in God. This is the standard of civilization. God is there. Without God, there cannot be anything existing. This is first point. And we must trust in God. Those who are speaking, in God we trust, at least they believe that there is God. Now, where is God, how he is living, what he is doing, this must be known. Just like in America, there is need of a president. But those who are advanced in American history, they must know what is that president, what is his position, what is the constitution. That is, perfect knowledge must be there about God and perfect knowledge how to trust Him. This is now required. Otherwise, the world is going to. Not that theologians' speculation on God. First thing is, there is God. Now, how people can be convinced that there is God? Tell me. Speak.
How can people become...
Yes, there is God.
Well, all of these different varieties of plants, animals, planetary systems, the sun rising. There has to be some controller, some brain who's made this order. They can become convinced simply by chanting Hare Krishna.
Yes, that is the background. But you have to explain.
Their speaking power, that they're making their political speeches, that is also given by God.
Yeah.
At any moment it can be taken away. So they're under control.
Please.
But they'll raise the point that we have our concept of God and you have your concept of God.
No. God cannot be your God and my God. God is one. You cannot say that. That's like, you cannot say in the United States that your concept of president, my concept of president. The president is one. If you manufacture your concept of president, that means you do not know what is president. President of the United States, he has got a status, constitution, that this is the president. So you must know that. You cannot say, I am my concept of president. That can you cannot say. Can you say that?
No.
Then the president is one. Either you don't know or I don't know. So you must know what is that president. This is the first point. Why? What is God?
By argument, you can convince a skeptic of the possibility of the existence of God, but the reality of Godhead can only be really realized. I mean, it has to be experienced or realized, does
yes,
it not?
That is a point of realization. But the first preamble is that there must be God, the supreme being. In the dictionary, it is stated. Supreme Being. So, as in every department, everywhere, there is a supreme controller. Same example. The president is the supreme controller of this state, United States. In another state, in India also, the president is the supreme controller. Similarly, taking the whole universe, or many such millions of universes taken together, there must be a supreme being. Otherwise, how things are going on nicely?
This is the first point.
Scientists say that everything had its origin with a big bang.
Huh?
All of a sudden, one day there was a big bang and everything came into being.
What is that big bang? You do not know. It is your suggestion. Big bang means big brain, or what? Big bang? What is that? Big bang?
Noise.
Don't come near. Huh?
Noise.
Noise? Big bang, what is that big bang?
The scientists say that in the beginning the universe wasn't created, and then all of a sudden there was a big explosion and everything just kind of happened. Everything just came into being.
But how all of a sudden there can be explosion? What is this nonsense proposition? As soon as there is question of explosion, before the explosion takes place, there must be some arrangement. The bomb, time bomb explosion. So the bomb is prepared by something, the bomb is kept by somebody, and after some time it explodes. So how all of a sudden, where does he get this idea? Just like if there is bomb explosion here, a child may think all of a sudden there is a bomb explosion. But a sane man will not think that. There will be inquiry. Who kept this bomb? Who brought this bomb? That is sanity. And all of a sudden, explosion. This is a rascal problem. Therefore, the people have become so rascal, guided by these rascals, all of a sudden, by chance, and they accept them a scientist, this is the drawback of the present civilization. They have no, because they are Shudras, like animals. They have got no brain to answer the how all of a sudden there can be explosion. They have no brain even to ask. Rather, they are giving Nobel Prize. This rascal is speaking like a rascal, still he should get Nobel Prize. That is the defect. The people at the present moment, they are all rascals. Just like animals. And yes, actually they are animals. Just like animals are eating, sleeping, waiting and eating meat, the animal, one animal is eating another animal, there's no discretion, nothing. This is a civilization of animals, polished animals. Their consciousness has become animalistic, therefore this Krishna consciousness movement. They are children, they are animals, just like animals. They have no fixed program. Whatever they like, they are doing. Whatever they like, they are speaking. Simply they are interested in eating. So at the present moment, because they have lost all their power of reasoning and understanding, they are all animals. All of a sudden there is an explosion. Well, how an explosion can take place like that? Any sane human being will ask that, how is that? Same example. If there is some explosion in the part, a rascal will say, all of a sudden there is explosion. But the government, police department immediately inquire. How this bomb came, where from, who placed it? That is humanity, that is human reasoning. And often of a sudden there is explosion. You have to accept that. You accept that?
I don't accept.
Then? No sane man will accept. The so-called scientist beginning, all beginning is like that. There are chemicals, these chemicals. Where from these chemicals came? Who placed these chemicals? They do not ask, because they are fools. The other fools bluff them and they accept it. But we are not going to accept. We shall inquire.
Yeah.
And that is human intelligence.
But then they say, where did God come from?
Huh?
They say,
no,
where
no,
did
God not come from? By experience you are speaking, the things are just like the explosion. Explosion was there because God was there. Therefore God is there. The explosion cannot take place by chance all of a sudden. There was somebody, some brain, and that brain is God. Because you say all of a sudden there was explosion, therefore that is the proof of existence of God. Is it clear or not?
Yes.
You
because
say
something can't come from nothing.
No, we have no such experience. How we accept this nonsense statement? We have no such experience. I can accept something that is going on. Can you show me? So you study with your experience. Where is your experience that something comes all of a sudden? There is no such thing. How can I accept your statement? Because you say there was explosion, that means there is God. That means there is God. So what is your argument? You say that, why you bring God? I bring God because you say there was explosion.
No, you're saying that something cannot come from nothing.
Yes.
So, therefore this explosion came from God.
Yes.
But then where did God come from?
Huh?
Where did God come from?
That is God. God is always existing. Not come from. That is God. Nitya, Nityana. You are also existing. That this knowledge they are lacking. Just like I am, you are. We are eternal. We are eternal. We are changing body. Because they do not believe, do not try to understand that I am not this body. Therefore, the whole mistake is there.
The scientists would use the same argument.
Huh?
The scientists would say, well, since I have not experienced that I am eternal, therefore, how can I accept that I am eternal?
Yes, you are eternal. Because you are a child. And now you are grown up. But you know that you are a child. Therefore, you are eternal. You are a child, but you have known that child's body. Now you have got a different body. So although you have got a different body, you know that you had a body like a child. Therefore, body has changed. You have not changed. And that is eternity.
And nobody wants to die.
Huh? Nobody wants to die.
If the soul is not eternal, where has that desire?
This is eternity. This is practical eternity. You have changed so many times your body, but you are the same person. Therefore, you are eternal, in spite of changing body. This is simple argument.
I used that argument once, Srila Prabhupada, and the scientist said to me, it is the chromosomes. These tiny chromosomes that do
that
not
is their jugglery of what, this rascal. Chromosome, he'll manufacture some what. But what is your chromosome of child body? What is that child body? Where it has gone? If you know chromosome, where your child's body gone? That is the difficulty. These rascals, they do not know anything, still they are teachers and manufacturers of jugglery awards, that's all. That is the difficulty. Chromosome. What is that chromosome? What does it mean, chromosome?
It's a tiny structure of organic matter that can constantly reproduce.
That's how when reproduce.
Yes.
The last body is gone.
They say that the chromosomes then are transferred from father to son.
Still, the father's body is not the son's body. There's different body.
It's come from father's body.
That all right. But the father's body is different. The father's pains and pleasures, the son's pleasure and pleasure are not the same. It may be that the father has given the ingredient of the body. But that does not mean the father's body and the son's body the same. Neither mind is same, neither intelligence is same. It's all different. Otherwise, why a son becomes disobedient to the father? I don't agree with you. That means your intelligence, your mind is different from my mind. I cannot agree with you. That everything is different.
They can accept that our bodies are changing now. Huh? They can accept that our bodies are changing now, but in the next life, they have no experience of this.
No. So next life, this is experience. You are a child. This is your next life.
They can see this body change.
Huh?
But the next life, they cannot see.
That means you cannot see so many things. That means that it doesn't exist. What is the value of your eyes? That I already explained. You cannot see, now it is misty, you cannot see anything. Does it mean your eyes are perfect? How you can see? Your eyes are not perfect. What you cannot see, you have to hear. Suppose in a distant place I cannot see, what is that light, I say? But if somebody knows, oh, that light is from, there is a sky-covered building like this, and the light is coming. So I know what I cannot see, I can hear. Therefore, what you do not see next life, you have to hear from authority. That is stated in the Bhagavatam. Tatha dehantaram prapti. As you have changed so many times in this life, this body, Similarly, after death, he will change your mind. So that is authority. You have to hear. Anything you do not, cannot perceive, you cannot experiment with your senses, you have to hear from another person who knows. That is the process. Why you think your eyes are so perfect that you can see everything? Why you are thinking like Ruskin? Your eyes are imperfect, and why you are thinking that eyes are your perfect? That is Ruskin. I cannot see. You cannot see so many things. Is that a right proposition? I cannot see. What are you? What is your position of eyes? If there is darkness, you cannot see. So that is mean that your seeing is the only evidence? What do you think? Suppose if you are a blind man, what can you see?
My senses are imperfect.
Huh?
I cannot see.
Yes. You see under certain conditions, that's all. So how you believe in such seeing power? Therefore, we have to see through the eyes of a person who has perfect vision. That is one. Why do you use microscope, telescope, binocular? Why do you use if your eyes are perfect? What do you use? If you are so confident that your eyes are perfect, why do you use these instruments? And how it is guaranteed that your instrument is also right? Because it is manufactured by your imperfect senses. So this is the position.
But it's just like the scientists, they cannot accept the existence of the soul until they see it.
That is explained, right? You are repeating that.
Yes.
You have no seeing power, is still your boast of seeing. Yes. That is your rascal.
Yes.
Huh? That is your rascal. Yes. There was a question in the newspaper. A child is asking his father, "Father, you are a girl or a boy in childhood?" He has no, because he has no distinction, what is the boy, what is the girl. Therefore, he is asking that nonsense question. Now, my second son, when he was 4 years old, were passing, and there was a big marriage party. You know, a marriage party goes.
Oh yes.
So he was asking, very intelligent boy. He was asking, "What is this? What is this? I have experienced this man is going to marry." So in this after, "Father, you are married?" He asked me. So this nonsense question is there. He does not know. Without marriage, how I am coming to existence? So these questions are like that, childish question. It has no meaning. The big injunction is tad-vijñānārtham sa guru meva vigacchet. One must approach guru. Guru means heavy, who knows perfectly. You must go there to learn. And actually it is happening. Why the children are sent to school? When he becomes educated, the same eyes, same hands, same legs, same body, but he becomes educated. What is the difference between educated and not educated? Because he has heard from authorities. That's all. This is education. Eh? without going to school is not considered to be educated. Why? Because he did not hear from the authorities. Therefore, he is uneducated. Let him learn everything. He has got the eyes, he has got the senses. Why he is sent to school? Why? Tell me, why? He has got the eyes. Why he is sent to school for education? Yeah, because he has eyes, has no value without hearing from the authority. These are the general psychology. He has got eyes, let him be educated at home. Why sent to school? Let him see everything. How these rascals say like that, I am surprised. I cannot see in my eyes. You cannot see in your eyes what was the length and breadth of your body in the mother's womb. Does it mean that you did not exist in the mother's womb? You cannot see who is your father. How do you believe that this is my father? Is that on the depending on your eyes? Then what is the value of your eyes? Why these rascals say that we do not see? These things prove that they are rascals.
Most of the things in their theories they also have not seen.
Many things. They simply speak like rascals. Therefore, our conclusion is, anyone who does not know what is God, he is a rascal. That is perfection of knowledge. Nate mitu sarthagating hi Vishnu. These rascals do not know that all knowledge is imperfect unless he comes to this platform of knowing God. All knowledge is imperfect. And that is confirmed in the Bhagavad. Bhunam janamaravanti gyanavan mahaprabhu. When he actually wise in knowledge, then he surrenders to God. That is knowledge. That is knowledge. One who has surrendered to God, one has known God, one is abiding by the order of God, he is the perfect man. All others, they are rascals.
Hearing such nice information about God, I think some sincere men might come forward and say...
Yes, any gentleman, any sincere man must accept this proposition. It is so logical.
They will come forward and say, now what practical can we do to help implement these in the government, in the world? What can we do practical?
That you take instruction from us. Because you are all rascals, you do not know. We are experienced, take advice from us. And the first thing is to close this letter house. Close the liquor house. Will they do that?
It's a question of business. Businessmen have so much control.
Business or whatever nonsense it may be. But our first proposal is that you become sinless. But they will not agree. They remain sinful, and still they will say, in God we believe, we trust. These slogans, we go to church, we pray. Yes. This is the defect. A man has come for you are a physician, for treatment. As soon as the physician says that you don't do this, you say, I cannot recover this. Then I will be cured. Let him rot. This is the position.
You said to me in the garden the other day that there are two kinds of ignorant people. Mm. One is innocent ignorant, and the other is rascal ignorant.
Yeah.
And that we should preach to the innocent.
Yeah.
But all these politicians are
they are rascal.
They are rascal.
They are rascal. Maybe some of them are innocent also. But mostly they're rascals. But without being first-class rascal, one cannot go to politics.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just like if somebody says, now election, somebody says that you become vice president. Then why shall I become vice president? Because I know I shall not be able to do anything. So why shall I waste my time? So another rascal, are you ready? He says, oh, how many? Vice president. But I know that if I want to manage this state, I have to make the people sinless. So if I propose that stop this slaughterhouse, they will accept me. So why shall I go there? Nobody will accept me. Senators, they will say, oh, this is business, this is impractical, you have no experience. He'll immediately reject. So therefore, mass of people must be conscious. What is God? What is sin? So when they will be prepared, these rascals will be changed.
They would lose too much money if they closed the slaughterhouses. They would lose too much money. Many of the senators and congressmen have much money in the slaughterhouses and in intoxication.
Just see.
They own big ranches of cows and bulls.
And their leaders. The most sinful man is the leader. But how can we be happy?
We would get support from the people who make imitation meat made of soybeans and vegetables to taste like meat. They would be in favor.
No, they'll say that it's not against our religion to eat meat.
It is not religion. It is a question of becoming sinless. Every religion will say that you become sinless. Every religion.
But in my religion, eating meat is not a sin.
No, no, my religion is cutthroat of another man. It's religion. Would it be accepted?
No.
If somebody said, my religion is to cut throat of others, to pickpocket others, that is my religion, will it be accepted?
No.
Why sometimes you are arrested, you say, my religion is to chant, they will say, no, you cannot do this. It is disturbance. So, because it is my religion, it will be accepted. That's not a prayer.
No.
You must come to philosophy and reasoning. Why don't you cut throat your... Why don't you send your... So, you say complain, overpopulation. Why don't you send the overpopulation to the slaughterhouse? Why? Why?
Well, it would be inhuman.
Inhuman. And then cutting throat of the cows, that is not inhuman. Is that very good reasoning?
They don't think that the cows have souls, many of them don't even think that the cows...
No, that is their rascaldom, their rascals. Why not soul? What is the symptom of having soul?
Consciousness.
Huh?
Consciousness.
Yes. So... They have no consciousness. Then children, they treat like animals. They have no soul. They better send all the children to the slaughterhouse. Their children place is very sweet and palatable.
They made a movie like that, Srila Prabhupada.
Huh?
They made a movie like that. About people, they give up their lives and they're sent to this place where they're mashed up and made into meat, and the people eat them.
Yes, they do that in many hotels. It was in India done. Child catcher,
kidnapper,
kidnappers. and say they kidnap and they slaughter and mix with other meat, it becomes very tasty. In hotel, one body found a finger of a child. In Kanpur.
Some social scientists were saying that in 20 years, cannibalism will be as acceptable among the society as illicit sex is now.
Yes, they'll do that. Because people are degrading, they're not advancing.
When we tell them to stop their sinful activities,
yes,
they will say, what do you mean by sinful?
Sinful means, generally, what is against the law of God, that is sin. Just as what is criminal? Any action which is against the law of the state, that is criminal. Similarly, sinful means what is against the law of God, that is sin. But you do not know what is God, you do not know what is the law of God. Therefore, you do not know what is sin. That you have to learn from us. It is all due to ignorance. Now God says, I am the father of all living entities. So this is quite reasonable. If there is God, so, and it is stated in the Vedic literature, Nitya, Nitya, Nam, Chetana, Chetana, Nam, He is the chief, eternal. So we are all sons of God. Huh? What are simply human being? No. In the Bhagavad, Sarva Jonishu, in all species of life, as many forms are there. I am the Bijapadapita. Say, everyone is your brother. So, suppose if you want to cut throat of your brother, will your father be happy?
No.
So, because you are not God conscious, you are doing all this nonsense. You do not know who is father, therefore you cut throat to your brother. Well, that those who are eating vegetables, they are also killing. That's a fact. But God says that you can eat this. God says by nature, just like the animal, they will eat this leaves, this grass, this sand. But they will not eat meat. Tena taktena, whatever I have, God dictates, you eat this, he is eating. But you give him meat, no, he will not eat. So, whatever you are allotted, you should eat. That is God's law. After all, one has to eat, so what you will eat, everything is living. Bad for allotted. You are allotted. These things is allotted for you. You eat. We God-conscious people, therefore, eat without going into the details. We eat anything what God eats, that's all. There is no question of discriminating what we shall eat. We eat prasadam, that's all. So we are safe.
They will say that Jesus Christ ate meat.
Huh?
They will say that Jesus...
All right, Jesus Christ took meat, but Jesus Christ never said that in mental slaughterhouse. Is there any Bible? Anything?
No.
That you eat meat, all right. You kill and meat. Why you are maintaining slaughterhouse? Is that Jesus Christ's instruction? Lasker? Thousands of slaughterhouses you are maintaining under the order of Jesus Christ? But they are Laskers. You eat meat all right. Jesus Christ meat, of course, once, twice, might have because he was...